and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I want to thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party, the Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Poor man wants the oyster, the rich man wants the pearl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing, sing brother, sing. Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. The rich man wants the princess, the poor man just wants a girl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing, sing brother, sing. Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's the king of the whole wide world. Poor man wants to be a rich man, a rich man wants to be a king. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing, sing brother, sing. Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Come on and sing. Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world. Of the whole wide world.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
TL, it is movie week once again this week on the show.
I'm so excited.
Now, it's a special movie week because we have picked the best movie songs.
Absolutely.
The best soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always say it every time we do a movie show. We always talk about, yeah, well, the critics weren't always crazy about the movies. And they weren't. And that's fine and dandy. They all have their own personal right to their opinions.
Exactly.
But we have an opinion that no matter what the movie was, there was always great songs in the movie.
You can find one.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, we found all the best today. In our opinion, you may have a different opinion, but we think these are the best movie soundtracks today.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Kid Galahad, King Creole, Loving You, just to name a few in first out.
Right, exactly.
But we all love our movies, our Elvis movies, of course, and we all love the music from the movies. So we are going to hone in on that today. And speaking of movies, Walter Matthau, one of the biggest stars he acted with, he was in King Creole. You're going to share a little special story.
I am, yeah.
Involving
exciting.
Walter and our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And our number two, one special movie song, a very popular movie song.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give us a little insight, a little special information about that particular song.
Okay.
What song is it I'm talking about, everybody? You got to stay tuned to find out. And, you know, TL always gives great information.
I try, yep.
All right, you just heard King of the Whole Wide World. That is from Kid Galahad. I guess that would be the title cut. That's kind of what he's singing in the intro of the movie.
Right, right, yeah.
Kid Galahad was released by United Artists on August of 1962.
Mm-hmm.
It was number 37 on Variety's top films of that year. So it was a successful film for Elvis, of course.
One of my favorites.
All right, so let's get into little Kid Galahad here. On what show are they listening to, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
It's Elvis Presley in a honey of a motion picture, Kid Galahad. With that Elvis kind of singing, that Elvis kind of loving, that Elvis kind of swinging. Elvis Presley, only sensational as Kid Galahad. See Elvis Presley as Kid Galahad in color. It's a swinging fun fest from start to finish.
Thank you.
mean a thing if I could be a king. I really wouldn't care to be a millionaire. I'd rather find someone to love a lot, to live and give it all I've got. This is living for a fun and free. This is living. I wanna settle down. I gotta move around. I got a lot of time. I'm gonna wait and fight. The kind of gal whose heart is restless too. The kind who feels the way I do.
Boomhauer, Dale, get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, Hank.
I'm riding the rainbow, hitting the highway to happiness. Oh, yes, I'm looking to find someone who's meant to be mine. Somebody somewhere someday will teach me to care.
So wouldn't you agree this is one of the better soundtracks?
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing is, it's not a full album worth of music. You know, most soundtracks have to have at least 10 songs in them to make an album.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those short play albums they put out back in the early days.
Oh, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just so soft. And,
this was the Velvet Elvis years right here. This is prime Velvet Elvis you're hearing
right
here.
It is,
A little extra information about this movie. A lot of people don't realize it, but you know, it was actually a remake film starring Humphrey Bogart.
Really?
Yeah, Betty Davis, Humphrey Bogart, and Edward G. Robinson starred in Kid Galahad in 1937.
Oh, and it was called Kid Galahad even.
And it was directed by, guess who? Michael Curtiz, who directed King Creole.
Oh, wow. Now, who plays the boxer in that one?
I would imagine Humphrey. I don't know either Edward G. Robinson or Humphrey, probably.
We're going to have to look that up. That's interesting.
Yeah, and of course, we're listening to the Elvis version, which also co-starred Gig Young.
He was good.
And I think that was, I don't know if he was engaged or married to Elizabeth Montgomery. But, you know, Elizabeth Montgomery is bewitched. And what I understand, Elvis and her had a little friendly relationship, a little flirtatious relationship.
Oh, really?
She said
Elvis
kind of had a little crush on her, but
Gig was in a lot of my favorite Rock Hudson movies, as well as a Clark Gable, Cary Grant movie that I really liked.
And Charles Bronson was also in this. And I understand that him and Elvis weren't best of buddies.
Really?
They worked together, they got along okay, but there was no real camaraderie there. Hmm. I think Bronson was trying to be Mr. Sophistication, big time actor, and this rock and roll guys, you know, making these movies.
Or maybe this was a film he was contractually having to do and he didn't want to
probably,
do it.
Probably, yeah. You never know.
That could be. He was above it all, you know.
Well, there you go. A little more insight into the movie Kid Galahad.
Nice.
All right, here's one of the great songs from the movie, too. I Got Lucky.
Never found a four-leaf clover to bring good luck to me. No rabbit's foot, no lucky star, no magic wishing tree. But I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you. Oh, oh, yeah. Got no rainbow around my shoulder, no horseshoe on my door. But I got you to hold me tight, and who could ask for more? Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when?
When I found you.
When I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up. Good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when?
When I found you.
I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I'll know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when?
When I found you.
I found you.
Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky when I found you.
Did you ever notice when the sun goes down? Out of nowhere comes a strange and pretty sound. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. If you listen, you can hear it in the breeze, especially when the breeze is drifting through the trees. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. The murmuring waters sing the song. The echoing mountains hum along. The whispering valleys fill the air with a whistling tune our hearts can share. It's so wonderful to walk beneath the moon, listening to old Mother Nature's favorite tune. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night.
You know, we played the alternate version of that song a couple of times, and there's no whistling in it, and it ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah, I know. You have to have the whistling, right?
It's like empty without that whistle in there.
I know. True.
All right, that was the Kid Galahad soundtrack. Now, of course, everybody knows that his most popular film with critics is King Creole.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we got to do that one today. It is called a musical teen drama. It was released on July 2nd, 1958, by Paramount Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about it in detail. In fact, after the break in a little while, you're going to share a real big story about Walter Matthau and Elvis, who was in the movie. But right now, let's hear the title cut and, of course, the trailer.
See today's most exciting singing star, Elvis Presley, in a stirring, dramatic performance. King Creole. Out of the glitter of the French Quarter's club, King Creole, a young New Orleans entertainer, fights his way to the top. On the street where jazz was born. See Elvis Presley in the Hal Wallace production for Paramount, King Creole.
He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole, even though he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. Even though he's gone, 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 out of hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole, King Creole.
When the king starts to do it, it's his blood is done. He holds his skin tall like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that saucy rope. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like catfish on the pole. Oh, he's gone, gone, gone. Out of chicken, King Creole.
King Creole.
He sings a song about a crawdad home. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on the pole. Chicken King Creole. Yeah. He's something evil and he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your knees. When he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. Oh, yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of chicken King Creole.
Yeah, go.
You know he's gone, 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 chicken King Creole.
Blue Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis World Champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Nesci.
Talk about that Elvis like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Let's get back to the music here on Blue Suede Connection.
Down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, well, she said me too. I said, pretty baby, come on and let's do it.
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Let your head out, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. With the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat. The trombone hit him while the poor cat sat.
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Let your head up, sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. Ah, ah, clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy can't leave the floor. She wore a twinging dress that fits so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Do the Dixieland
rock,
Dixieland
rock,
the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Let your head out, sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock for me. Let your head out, sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me.
You know, there's something about that New Orleans sound and rock and roll and Elvis Presley all combined together.
Mm-hmm.
It just made great music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the soundtrack. In fact, it's probably my favorite soundtrack of the movies.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, yeah. It's right up there for me with a few. Yeah, yeah. Like Kid Galahad, which we just did. Yeah.
Well, of course, the big co-star, actually a fellow star. I don't know who should have got top billing almost, because Walter was a huge star at
right,
this time, but Elvis
right.
obviously got the top billing. But
yeah,
Walter played the heavy Maxie Fields.
Yes, he did. And kudos to Walter that he didn't have a problem with that.
Right, he did not at all.
He must have saw something in the script, plus the director,
right,
that told him he was going to go ahead and do this. But so we got this article from Sunset Melodies off a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how the author of this sets the scene. Listen to this. Walter Matthau walked into the King Creole set in 1958, cigarette in hand, his eyes sharp, fully aware he was cast as the villain opposite Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Great start.
Mm-hmm.
So this article, just to kind of outline what it's talking about, is the give and take between Elvis and Walter on that set. So Walter Matthau, being the classic actor who already had a huge list of movies that he'd been in, who
right.
Elvis respected greatly,
mm-hmm.
Walter wasn't really sure what to expect. He knew that he had his own discipline, but he wasn't sure how that disciplined acting was going
right.
to contrast with Presley's raw energy and somatic push and pull on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So in rehearsal, apparently Matthau noticed how effortlessly Elvis commanded attention, how the singer moved and spoke and performed with an authenticity
right.
that drew people in. So Matthau adopted. He said he adapted, collaborating every sneer, pause, and line delivered from Elvis to respond in Elvis's unpredictable charisma.
It just shows what a pro Walter was.
Exactly. There's a scene, a very tense scene that's done in a dimly lit alley, and apparently Elvis improvised a line that was not on script.
Okay.
And it caught Matthau off guard, and he paused, absorbed the moment, and adjusted his reaction, and the subtle shift amplified the drama on screen. And co-stars that were watching it and people that were watching it were saying that this was truly a masterclass in timing and presence.
I've stacked chairs and bottles and swept the floor up of every joint on Bourbon Street. It's gotten so I look longer at a dame with clothes on and one without. I'm not a hoodlum, but I am a hustler.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. So don't you mess around with me. I never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it hard enough. Around with me. Kiss you morning, noon, and night.
apart.
Of all of my young dreams of love, apart. Of all of my young
dreams of love, apart. Oh, yes.
My name should be Trouble. My name should be Woe, for trouble and heartache is all that I know. But Danny, yes, Danny is my name.
Oh, 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 yes, oh, oh, yes.
My life has been empty, my heart has been torn. It must have been raining,
oh, yes,
night I was born. Oh, Danny, oh, Danny, he is my name.
Danny is my name. Oh, oh yes.
I'm so sorry of tomorrow. So tired of
today.
Someone unknown. So if you should find it,
oh, yes,
and if you're alone, oh, Daddy, yes, Daddy, is my name.
Oh, 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 yes.
To sound cocky Woo. Or anything, but you know, Elvis did do not just one song with my name, and he did two.
All right. Well, hey, I have Angel. Does that count?
Well, that's my name for you, not his. Anyway.
Well, aren't you a bragger?
Critics and fans alike all agree that King Creole was probably his best movie and his best soundtrack. Now, there was one particular song from that movie that was a big number one hit. Here it is.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began. Oh. A hard-headed woman and a thorn in the side of man. Oh. Adam told Eve, listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began. Keep your cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Help us at the world begin. Oh, oh. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of man. Oh, oh. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Help us at the world begin. Oh, oh. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of man. I hit it like a rock. If she ever went away, I'd cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began. Oh, hard headed woman with a thorn in the side of man.
Love her doll, love her doll,
love her doll.
You're the cutest love doll that I ever did ever see. Let me tell you, love her doll, you're a never end has been for me. From the first time that I saw you, how I fell for your girly charms. Love, darling, I'm crazy for you. Let me rock you in my arms. I am so glad I found you. Never thought dollies came full grown. I'm gonna tie a ribbon around you, wrap you up and take you home.
Love it all.
I would never treat you badly.
Love it all.
Like a castaway broken toy.
Love
it all, I love you madly. Let me be your lover boy. I'm so glad I found you. Never thought dollies came full grown. I'm gonna tie a ribbon around you, wrap you up and I take you home.
Love it all.
I would never treat you badly, like a castaway broken toy.
Love
a doll, I love you madly. Let me be your lover boy. Love a doll, love a doll. Let me be your lover boy. Love a doll, love a doll.
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 Let me be your lover boy. Let me be your lover boy. Let me be your lover boy.
My name is Cody Downath, and I have made my Blue Suede connection.
God, baby, by the old bayou.
You've never seen
Cupid Dark Queens.
You've never seen those Cupid Dark Queens like they got them in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Ooh, they love you like no one can.
Ah!
It makes you awful glad that you were born a man. Hey, if you ain't been there.
Been there.
Man, you ain't been nowhere.
Nowhere.
The living's lazy and the loving's fine.
It's so fine.
If you feel low down.
Low down.
So help me, Hannah.
Hannah.
You should lose the blues and lose the oozy, oozy, Anna.
So get the lead.
Get the lead.
Out of your cheese.
Get the lead out of your cheese and hot put it down, hot put it down. Where? New Orleans.
New Orleans,
Louisiana, baby, there's you. Stay a while.
Yeah.
Live it up.
Yeah.
Love it up.
Yeah.
Some style.
We're down in New
Orleans.
New
All right, that's doing it for the King Creole soundtrack, baby.
Aw, nice.
Yeah, we've got some really good stuff coming up on the show. Lots of great movie soundtracks. In fact, we're going to cover, let me see here, we got Change of Habit stuff coming up. We got stuff from Tickle Me.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, Jailhouse Rock. And, of course, Follow That Dream. So much good music. So many great memories. And it's all happening right here, right now on
Blue Suede Connection.
You didn't know you were coming to see a crazy man, did you?
Don't go away. There's a whole lot of Blue Suede Connection.
Coming up right after this.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Loving You, the first big modern musical built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley. Follow him through the barnstorming days and the one-night stand. The big moment when the girls discovered him and he discovered girls. See what happens when a down-to-earth kid goes too high, too fast.
I will spend my life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go or what I may do. You know that I've always been loving you, just you. If I'm seen with someone new, don't be blue, don't you be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There is only one for me, and you know. I'll always be loving you.
I've told you the story before. This song sort of has a special memory for me.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because back in when Elvis first passed away, they started bringing like a lot of the movies back on television again. Mm-hmm. And I remember NBC actually played the Sunday night movie was Loving You.
Right.
And my dad and I sat and watched it together. And he told me, he goes, you know, that was always my favorite Elvis song,
yeah,
Loving
that's
You.
So
he,
sweet.
He really loved Loving You.
Mm-hmm.
So that always holds a special part to me because one of the last big events I remember with my dad, you know, as a kid, the young
man,
was that dad-son bond watching Elvis together.
Exactly. Yeah. And for those listeners that don't know, dad passed away. Dad passed away.
Oh, years ago. Yeah. But it was a good memory.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah. Loving You is listed as an American musical drama. It opened nationwide on July 9th in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the cool thing about the story. It's the movie. It's based on a short story called A Call for Mitch Ryder.
Mm.
And it was directed by Hal Cantor. And what happened on this is it was originally a script that was all done. And it was a short story.
Right.
But after Cantor decided to expand the story, after being inspired by watching Elvis's last appearance on the Louisiana Hayride.
Really?
He watched the antics of Colonel Parker and Elvis and the Screaming Girls and this and that.
Okay.
So he kind of went in and rewrote it and expanded the script all because of what he witnessed at the Hayride.
Okay.
So there you go. Oh, here's something else interesting.
Mm-hmm.
During the recording sessions for the movie, Elvis recorded Blueberry Hill.
Uh-huh.
It was never used in the movie, just like Danny wasn't used in King Creole. Well, this little gem right here was not in the movie Loving You.
Oh, yeah.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill,
steel. On Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dreams came through. The wind in the willow, love, sweet melody.
Connection.
Oh, baby, then you let me be your love and tear you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, baby, I don't want to be a tiger, cause tiger's way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman, you're teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh,
teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Your teddy bear. Chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Where you'll find your destiny.
Destiny.
In my dreams the lights shine bright
near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? Am I only reaching for a star?
For a star, for a star, for a star. Lights in the shine.
Gotta find what lies beyond the mountain. Gotta rope and tie that dream of mine.
Dream of mine, dream of mine, a dream of mine.
I am just a lonesome cowboy. When I'm traveling all alone. If you don't call me, baby, then I'm never coming home. Then
I got a woman, he or she can be. She crossed his path last night. I got a woman, mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Kiss so hard, she blew my lips. Hurt so good, my heart just flipped. I got a woman.
Whistling through the trees,
and it's telling you to bring your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing. But up real close and be my little heart. Got a lot of living to do. Got a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby. Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. And there's no one who better than you would do with that. Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen. But you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you near. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Got a lot of living to do. Got a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby. To make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Well, got a lot of loving to do. And there's no wonder who would rather do with it with a lady. And there's an old one who but rather do with it with a lady. But there's an old one who but rather do.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Change of habit is a great change of pace for Elvis Presley. Now he's a dedicated young doctor who meets today's scene head-on when he tries to keep the lid on a red-hot ghetto. And meets Mary Tyler Moore, a bright young nun in modern dress.
We're going to live the way other people live and dress the way they do.
You could have told me, you know.
I couldn't. It was an experiment.
Even after you saw I was getting hung up on you.
Could he change her life? Could she forget her vows and follow her heart? Change of Habit is an entirely new role for Elvis in a completely different kind of picture. Co-starring Mary Tyler Moore and exciting singing star Barbara McNair from Universal in Technicolor. Change of Habit is rated G, suggested for general audiences. A great change of pace for Elvis.
Because they're different on the wrong side of town. Well, don't count on
I think that's a great song, but it doesn't get a whole lot of attention.
Love that song. It is rocking, too.
The bass line and all that in that? Mm-hmm. Great, great stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. If you didn't enjoy hour number one, well, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
But you're definitely going to enjoy hour number two. We're going to cover, of course, Change of Habit today and Tickle Me. Both interesting movies with interesting stories behind them.
Yes.
And the story behind Change of Habit. Mm-hmm. Actually, before I get to that, it was billed as a crime drama musical.
Ah, interesting combination.
It was released by Universal Pictures on November 10th at 1969. It peaked at number 17 for the year on Variety Box Office Survey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was big talk at the time of this being a major Academy Award contender.
Mm.
How about that? But Colonel Parker knew the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Science bias against our guy, and assured the group, don't be going out and renting any tuxedos.
Yeah.
You know, he said that because he knew that Elvis just
that's
wasn't
sad.
Going to get it.
Yeah.
Not because he didn't deserve it, but because he knew the Hollywood game.
Mm.
And Elvis didn't play the Hollywood game good enough, so
they wouldn't let him into the big boys club.
No. But again, another movie we think is really good, and it's a fact you and I have talked about, it's one of our favorite Elvis movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the typical girls on the beach and, you mm-hmm. know, and bikinis and colorful colors and all that. It's kind of a serious movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it has some fun in it. It has some fun music like this one right here.
It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Stop, look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Some people say I'm wasting time.
Don't.
I get a feeling there's a message here. Like maybe there's somebody else.
You could say that, yes.
Come praise the Lord, for he is good. Mm-hmm. Come join in love and the brotherhood. Hear the word and bring our gifts of bread and wine, and we'll be blessed beneath the sign. So let us pray together. We'll rise as one to come.
outside the gate.
With faith in him we will be
late.
So let us pray together. Pray together. So let us pray together, pray together, pray with one mighty voice, and let us sing together, sing together, pray and we'll rejoice, oh, 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 to the Lord.
I forgot to mention, too, this was the last movie that Elvis made.
Right, right.
The last theatrical studio movie.
You can kind of tell based on the visual and what he looks like, but also the music.
Speaking of the visual, the funny thing about this, too, is he hated his hair in that movie.
Well, they chopped up his bangs.
Yeah.
He did something strange with his bangs.
He did not like it at all.
Why did they do that, you think?
Just for the part, I guess.
Because I'm kind of surprised that... Yeah.
Because that right before required. This was the trouble with girls, and he had the old pompadour thing going.
Right, yeah.
They changed the hair. They didn't only change the habit, they changed the hair.
Right, and how sad. How long did he have to walk around looking like that, that he didn't like it? I personally didn't think it was all that bad, but if he hated it,
Wonder when he went home that evening, each evening, or went back to wherever he was staying when they were making the movie, did he comb his hair normal? He probably wore a hat or something.
Yeah,
he probably wore a hat or something to cover it up. He didn't like it.
Probably.
But as a professional, I'm sure he dealt with it in a professional manner.
I'm sure he did.
That's our guy. Yeah, so it is movie show day. We'd love to hear from you folks at home what your favorite movies might be or what your favorite movie songs might be. And TL always gives you lots of ways to talk to us and find us, and you can share that with us.
Absolutely. So the best way to really chat with us is Facebook. If you type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar, we will come right up. There's lots of conversation, videos, all kinds of fun things going on there. Also our website at bluesuedeconnection.com. There's emails, there are phone numbers on there. Everything is on there. So just come type those in. You could Google us too. It tells you everything you need to know.
All kind of goodies over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Elvis's big co-star in this film, of course, was Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, love her.
Yeah, and she had a little something to share about our guy.
Personally, he could not have been more charming. He apparently had a big crush on me from the Dick Van Dyke Show, but it was not a tangible thing. It was very much from afar and on this pedestal, and he would call me ma'am if he wasn't paying attention. And pawing at the ground like a kind of a teenager. He was older than I was, but... he was very much taken with me.
Now once it was told to me, we're born with the magic key. It opens the door to miracles of spring. Takes you to wishing wells, ice cream and carousels, and yet this magic key won't unlock a thing unless you have a happy, you have a happy, have a happy, warm smile in your face. got your address. Be sunshine and please. There's love and there's joy untold, much more than your heart can hold. It's there like the ring you grab on a merry-go-round. The world isn't half as great with friends on a rainy day, but people keep away when you wear a frown. You've got to have a happy, you have a happy, have a happy, warm smile in the face. Stop believing in believing. Let your address be sunshine place. Let your address be sunshine place. Let your address be sunshine place.
Big girl, you can talk, Amanda. Mad? Mad?
Mad.
That's a girl. Say it louder. Mad?
Mad.
Very good. Say it as loud as you can. Mad?
Mad.
Oh, Amanda, we love you.
Love you. Love you. Love?
Love.
Love?
Love.
You?
You.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Yes, that's a big girl. Big girl. Big girl.
Big girl.
Yes. Yes, right. Yes.
Don't be afraid. You and I were made the same, little one. And I know what it's like when you feel left out of the game, little one. But if you take this helping hand that I lend, then we can smile together. Let's be friends. The world that you see may seem to be a mystery to you. The night may be dark, but hope very hard, and dreams can come true. You live in silence, but for once, let's pretend we're talking here together. Let's be friends. You're not alone. I've always known that we'd get along. And someone I know says life is good, and he can't be wrong. There's fun and laughter just waiting round the bend. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends.
You know, every soundtrack we played so far, we found one song that was recorded for the movie but wasn't in the movie.
Yep.
And that one right there was recorded, those sessions.
There's always one, right?
Yeah, and that's a good mm-hmm. song, too. I don't know where it would have fit into the movie. He probably would have sang it to Amanda. You know, that's what it's pretty much about,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that wasn't like a love song to Mary in the movie. That would have been to the little girl.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
Very different film from all the other. I think that is the most different film that he did of all the movies Elvis made. Live a Little, Love a Little, maybe could be in that category. Even The Trouble with Girls, the later movies, are very different from those early mid-60s movies.
Oh, exactly.
It had
its
own vibe to it. In fact, we need to watch that again soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the
Hawthorne
Theater
that.
Downstairs. Yeah, we got to get down there and just crank that thing
totally
up.
Totally agree.
And watch it. We hope you're having fun here on Blue Suede Connection. That's what it's all about, and we are going to keep on doing that right after this stuff right here.
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's fun. It's Elvis. It's girls. It's Elvis. It's songs. It's Elvis. It's color. It's Elvis Presley in the swinginest, wildest, wooliest, jivinest flick ever to bounce across the motion picture screen.
Step in these arms.
It's Tickle Me with Elvis as a swingin', singin' wrangler on a dude ranch for girls. See Elvis Presley in Tickle Me in Panavision and Deluxe Color from Allied Artists.
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling all alone. And it's a mean old world when you've got no one to call your own. And you pass through towns too small to even have a name. Oh, yeah. But you gotta keep on going. On the road, you know we gotta keep on going. Though there's no one to care, just keep on.
Release to 1966 by Allied Artists Pictures, Tickle Me by Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. Now, we all have heard the story. We've talked about this many times before. They were going bankrupt. The company was going bankrupt. They were going to fall. And then right. Elvis came in to save the day. He took a pay cut, number one, for that film. And also, he didn't record. This is the only movie that he did not go in the studio and record particular music for that movie.
Right, right.
What they did is they rehashed a bunch of studio stuff that he had done years earlier.
Yeah, and I do happen to love the songs
in
this movie.
Yeah, well, they picked great.
They did a good job.
And the funny thing is, the one song we're going to play right now, Such an Easy Question, actually came out as a single then when this movie came out. It was re-put out, and it peaked at number 11 on Billboard's Hot 100. So they got a hit song out of the movie, and they got a very, very successful movie that made lots of money and brought them out of bankruptcy, and they lived happily ever after for several years.
Here we go.
Elvis saves the day, and here's that number 11 from Billboard, 1966. Such an easy question. Can I tickle you?
You can if you like, yeah, you tickle but my, I don't tickle easy.
You tickle my funny bone all the time, baby.
Where you belong. It feels Oh, yeah. Now it's time to slow down that pace a little bit. Make some time for some Velvet Elvis with one of those songs that puts that little tingle, a little bit of warmth in your heart. Can you dig it, baby?
I feel that I've known you forever. Your style, your touch, you're just too much. I feel that I've known you forever. Never happened to me. Don't have to see any more than I see of your face so rare beyond compare. I feel that I've known you forever.
You know, as little Danny growing up watching all the Elvis movies, mm-hmm. this was one of my favorites because you know me, I like scary stuff. I like the old monster movies, the Draculas and Frankensteins and Wolfmans and
right,
all that.
Right, right.
And this movie kind of had some elements of that in it.
It did, exactly.
And the haunted house, the guy in the Wolfman kind of mask and
uh-huh.
and the scary thunderstorms and the windows opening and closing.
Yeah, I loved it too. I loved that his co-star reminded me of Jerry Lewis and that
yeah.
there was that comedic relationship was so funny because I love Jerry Lewis movies.
Yeah, and again, this movie shows off Elvis had great comedic timing,
yes.
as they say.
Yes, he did,
and,
absolutely.
It's a lot of fun, he seems like he's having fun in the movie. You can tell in movies when Elvis is having fun and when he's not.
Yeah.
You can tell. You really
yes.
can. And
it oh,
seems
yes.
this one. Well, his female co-star was Jacqueline Lane in this, and a very beautiful lady. She didn't do a whole mm-hmm. lot of movies and stuff after or before this.
Right, yes.
This is one of the few she did, but she did a great job, and she did well with him. They had a good chemistry on
mm-hmm.
stage.
Yeah.
And she had some good things to say about him, too, so let's hear from her.
Oh, okay.
You've recently starred in a thing called Tickle Me with a fellow named Elvis Presley. Uh-huh. Give me a one-line capsule of what's he like.
Oh, he's just so marvelous. I, you know.
As an individual, did you like him?
He's very nice, and he's marvelous to work with.
It's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of loving. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. The message is gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing.
Music in this movie.
Love it, love it.
Whoever did the movie, when they went back and said, we got to rehash some of these old songs that hadn't been used before, they picked the right ones.
Oh, they absolutely did.
Fun movie, fun songs, as I said a while ago. Hey, we hope you're having fun. And if you are, again, we've told you how to find us on Facebook and YouTube and all that. But you can call us and specifically talk to us.
You sure can. 540-227-0514. Hey, guys. Just text a song request. It's that easy. You can do it from any country. This is good on WhatsApp. If you want to text through there, text us what you want. We'll write the song down.
If they say we were doing wrong, if they say we were out too long, well, you can say my arm, but just too strong. I put the blame, I put the blame on you. So good when I held you tight, I couldn't stop when we kissed goodnight. So if they tell us we don't have the right to put the blame, put the blame on me. What I feel is deep inside, this is real and I won't hide. Go ahead and use my name, I'll be proud to take the blame. You just did what I made you do.
Blame on me here on Blue Suede Connection, rolling through all the movie stuff today. When we put these shows together, we kind of know what the listeners seem to like. We get email, we get messages from people.
We do, yeah.
Letting us know, you know, what they'd like us to do on the show. And if you have any ideas for shows, we certainly welcome that.
Absolutely.
We'd really like to know what you thought of the new movie Epic. Did you like it, not like it, and all that kind of stuff.
I know. Some people have been seeing it 11 times.
Yeah.
It's great.
If you've seen it multiple times, we'd love to know how many times you've seen it. Now, T.L., you got me by one.
I have you by one, yes. Yeah. I did happen to see it a few times with my sister and my niece. So, yep, I've seen it five.
So
and
you were
we've
five.
Seen it four together, yep.
Yeah, too bad we can't make it six here, but it's over right now.
I know. Well,
but
it is
going
to come to the Hawthorne Theater
yes,
soon.
Yes, it will be streaming soon, and we'll be thumping the neighborhood on our surround
we'll
sound.
We'll have to have a pot, eh?
Absolutely. You know what's going to happen because we're all about Elvis in our house, aren't we, baby?
That's right.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, baby, this is Dean Z, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my Blue Suede connection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
As the day comes to an end, send her back to me. Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave him on the side. She laughed when I told her, take care of your own share in his midnight ride. Night rider. Then she stole her out of sight. Come on, send her back.
There you go. That covers the Tickle Me soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Again, fun music, fun movie. Good stuff here on Blue Suede Connection. Now, there
fabulous.
Is one particular film that was one of his most popular. We all still love it. Everybody knows this song.
That's
and
right.
Everybody knows the movie, so go ahead, baby.
What song, if any of us could think, immortalized Las Vegas with one iconic track?
Well, it was an old Shep, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. So on July 10th, 1963, Elvis recorded Viva Las Vegas. The band of musicians were called the Wrecking Crew there in... yeah. I'm sorry, you're making me laugh. But you know,
that's
why
what
do you
I do.
Think?
I'm tickling you. I'm tickling you. Remember, I said I wanted to tickle you.
It was written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. Schumann.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Stop it. Anyway.
This little piggy went to market.
What do you think? Well, how do you think, or why do you think that Elvis never did this song live? That's
the
actual question
home.
In this article.
I've always said that. In Vegas, why didn't he? I always wondered that.
He didn't do it in Vegas. He didn't do it on the road. I think it's because he didn't particularly like it.
Really?
I don't know.
That could have been.
Anyway, But yeah, really Anne Margaret loved it. In her story, it's called Anne Margaret, My Story. In her book, she wrote, "We experienced music in the same visceral way. Music ignited a fiery pent-up passion inside Elvis and me. It was an odd, embarrassing, funny, inspiring, and wonderful sensation. We looked at each other move and saw virtual mirror images."
All right.
Viva Las Vegas did strike gold, so to speak, in March 27th of 1992, having sold a complete 500,000 copies.
Nice.
But at the time it was released, it did only hit number 29 in the Billboard charts.
Right. Okay. Let's do it.
Bright like city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, Viva Las Vegas!
Okay, baby, we're about to do Jailhouse Rock. It was listed as an American musical drama. It premiered at the Memphian on October 17, 1957, and released nationwide on November 8th of that same year. Now, you got a little special extra information about this movie.
That's right. So March 18th, 2004, Jailhouse Rock was selected for presentation in the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress, who deemed it culturally, historically significant.
Everybody in the whole block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock.
Well, what's the verdict, kids? Another hit for Elvis?
I'll say.
Oh, yes.
That's the title song of Elvis's newest picture, Jailhouse Rock. In it, he sings six different songs.
Six?
Gosh.
And something else very special.
Oh, what's that, Ted?
Elvis acts in Jailhouse Rock. His first dramatic singing role. Plays sort of a blackboard jungle type of kid, you know, and he's terrific. Elvis sings, Elvis fights, Elvis dances, and Elvis falls in love. This picture, Jailhouse Rock's a terrific picture for teenagers, and is wonderful, too. I've seen it, and I enjoyed every minute.
Don't miss Elvis Presley, Judy Tyler, and Nicky Shaughnessy in MGM's Jailhouse Rock in CinemaScope.
Play it.
want a purple gang, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows they'll rock. Put that to the jail, let's rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail, let's rock.
This is Bill Cherry, and I made my Blue Suede connection with Dan and T.O., and we've had a great time. Hope you enjoy listening to the show.
Take the biggest, fattest dream you can think of and then do what Elvis Presley did. Follow that dream. He's found a whole new, wonderful way of life, and so will you if you just relax and follow that dream. See Elvis Presley in Follow That Dream, color and Panavision. By the way, this is one you can bring the whole family to.
Gotta find
There's another one in the books, baby. We gots to do what we's gots to do.
Absolutely, and that was so much fun.
I hope everybody enjoyed it. Any final words?
I love everybody, and we'll see you next week.
All right, same bat time.
Same bat channel.
There you go, baby.
People like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the stores, buy some orders, have a party tonight. Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.